and a warm welcome to Fizzball Inside. This is podcast episode number 54 of Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. And today I have two special guests. A warm welcome. Let's start with Corey. Corey Dunn from the United States. Warm welcome. Hello, Corey.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
And the other one, he has made himself a little bit rare after he left the International Fizzball Association. He was our Secretary General and he was the Chairman of the Sports Commission. And here is Winnie Kronsteiner. Hello, Winnie.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, guys, this episode is recorded live at the Fizzball World Tour Finals in Vöcklabruck, and that's also the task of today. Corey, you played with your team in New Jersey. You just finished your last match. How was the competition? And luckily, you have been finished on the 10th and the 8th position. But
yeah. I mean, what we've said to our, throughout the whole tournament is that the goal for the event is just to build and grow together and play together as a team and play better fistball regardless of the opponent that we're facing. And in that sense, we absolutely achieved our goal. We had a great time being with each other, traveling. We had some players who were playing on this level for the very first time, which is super, super important for us because we just don't have a lot of those opportunities in the U.S. to do it. So being at a tournament like this, playing against strong competition, playing best of five matches, it's one of the best things that we can do as a club and as a country.
I recently heard you are now living in Denmark currently due to family business, let's say that way.
Yes.
Or what was the reason why you now are living a little bit in Denmark?
Yes, so my wife is doing a master's program in design at the Royal Danish Academy in Copenhagen. So we've been living there for almost a year, and her program is one more year after this, and then we'll see if we stay or go back to the US. But right now we're just enjoying the summertime there.
And knowing that you are living in Denmark, how was the preparation inside the team for this event? The Swim and Sports Club qualified, and you are a team member.
Yes.
Did you fly for training session to New Jersey, or what happened?
Yes. Well, actually the South Jersey Fistball Club.
Yeah.
It was actually celebrating its 10th year of existence, which is very, very big, especially for a smaller, newer club. So I was happy to join the team for that. I mean, it wasn't possible to travel back home and train, so for me it's just continuing to keep my fitness up, playing a little bit with the Danish team when possible, even though it's about 3.5 hour train right away. But they've welcomed me in for trainings and whatnot, which has been wonderful. And I mean, I've played with the U.S. It's a small group, but we're all very tight and close to each other, so we know each other. It's just a matter of, you know, okay, when we're at the event, getting set up for that. We also did a very short preparation event with Unterpfaffenhofen outside of Munich, which was very, very helpful, and had a great time. Amazing host out there. And also did a little friendly training and practice with Froschberg, who is now in the final. So
you took it seriously to be prepared for that event?
Yeah, of course.
Let's switch over and integrate Winnie. Winnie, you are in some way the, let's say, father of this World Tour event. The World Tour was established under your leadership. You now have been some years off. If you compare it with the beginning, you now are volunteer at this event. What is your impression of these World Tour Finals in Vöcklabruck?
Well, actually, I'm impressed by quite many things. First of all, by the organizational aspect, it's much better than when we started
in Feiningen, it was 2018.
That is 8 years in the meanwhile?
Yeah.
7 years in the meanwhile?
We had a short break, 2 years of COVID.
Yeah.
And this is the sixth edition, so we have been in Feiningen, then in Salzburg, then the breaks, then two times in Brazil, in Curitiba, last year in Mannheim, and now the sixth edition here in Feiningen.
So I'm impressed by all the organizational aspects that I face here, and I'm also impressed by the sports aspect. If you compare the quality of the sport, and if you have a look at, for example, what the U.S. team shows, there is quite a lot of kind of improvement that is visible, and I'm really looking forward to the finals, because they prove that this is a sport that needs a better position in the public.
How close have you followed after you retired from the International Physical Association? Last year was one of the incredible women's final matches. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Following?
I mean, my wife always tells me, you are a retired physical manager. You do not have to watch every single kind of live stream event. But I still am interested, because this was what affected my whole life.
What's your hobby task, if it is not Fizzball anymore, or just watching Fizzball? Is that the main hobby?
No, it's not my main hobby. I mean, there are quite many hobbies. I brought my kids, by the way, to this event, because it was important to me to show them what I spend my life with. And the second aspect, of course, is that I'm doing some moderations with literature, with authors, with Austrian authors, and this is probably something that I will go on doing.
Great, that's great. You mentioned just your kids. You already convinced them to play Fizzball, or is it just on the way?
I just answered the question of one of my son, who actually said, you promised me that I can get a Novo Hamburgo t-shirt, because he's impressed by the way they play, and now he came and said, may I probably get a second of a second team? So he is quite close to be impressed by the sport, although there is no opportunity to act out, to play physical in Steyr, where I come from.
Perfect conditions. Not yet, but maybe in the future. Where are the connection between both of you? Vinny, you organized the first competition in Flying and Ants,
yeah.
And Corey, you have been player already at the first edition of these World Tour Finals. What do you remember how the circumstances were at that time in Flying? And if you compare it like Vinny already did, what's your impression from the event, from your level of playing?
I remember it very clearly. It was a very, very incredible opportunity, and it was the first time that we even knew that we could be invited to a tournament like this, and putting a team together was a little bit of a challenge to start, but it was absolutely worth the effort to make it out there and experience the level of club fizzball that we were able to. And for me, it was very inspiring, and made me want to get better, help organize, get new players, continue training, you know, doing all the difficult work to help develop the sport. And that it was very much a catalyst to getting more and more and more involved with fizzball and the development of it. And in terms of the organization, we were very happy with the organization of the event, and the quality of fizzball was quite high. Again, for me, a lot of it was seeing that level for the first time. I hadn't been to a world championship tournament yet, so it was sort of like, okay, you're in awe of it in a way. And it was an incredible final as well, with Gultingen versus Novo Hamburgo.
Yeah. But you played 2 years ago the world championship, didn't you?
Yes, 2 years ago the world championship. And then also the World Tour Final in 2022 in Curitiba.
So experienced players. But one event you're missing is the World Games, isn't it?
No, in Birmingham I was.
Sorry for that.
2022. I didn't play so much, but I was on the team and a part of the process. And yes, I was there. Yeah.
A guy who is much more experience concerning the upcoming World Games is Vinny. Vinny, you participated as a team captain coach twice, and two times as the organization technical delegate, being in charge of the last two editions of the World Games. If you think about the World Games and the upcoming World Games in Chengdu, will you miss something?
Definitely. I remember quite many situations when we entered the big stadiums, either for the opening or for the closing ceremonies. And when you enter this, and then there you have, I don't know, 25,000 people cheering for you, this is really impressive. This was something that I will definitely miss. But on the other hand, I know that these World Games are well covered by a great team of fiscal managers under the lead of Gustavo and Senke, and I'm definitely sure this will be perfect. It will be perfect conditions for the worldwide fiscal players.
And definitely all matches are covered by the Chinese France. There's a special app, the World Games app. Everyone should download it just before the games. Even now it's already accessible. And there you can follow. That's the way. Unfortunately, the live coverage in the public TV stations is not so great this year. It's more on that app, but in this app, it's really much more than in the past. And one very interesting thing where you can see the level, how FISBOL and also the community of FISBOL is anticipated. Just a few days ago, we had the reception of the Bundeskanzler in Austria to say farewell to the team. And special thing, it's probably something not really known by everyone. The odds is spoken, and the flag bearer of Team Austria will be Toni, our chairwoman of the Assets Commission.
Tonya Voigt from Freistadt is going to be the person carrying the flag. This is really an honor for her and for FISBOL and for the Austrian FISBOL Federation as well.
Definitely. So, what are your expectations, or do you have a tip already for us? Whom you expect in the World Games final? Because the World Tour final, we know we will see it in just a few minutes. What is your? You probably talked to many of the guys during that tournament. What's your personal?
I do not have a personal tip because I should be closer to the sport to have a tip, but very many people expect a really strong Brazilian team with those attackers that took part in the World Tour final as well. And then we are talking about the same nations every time. It's Austria, it's Germany, and it's Switzerland. And I'm definitely looking forward to the quality of the matches there.
Let's see who will do the best out of this situation. Very hot conditions, probably. Maybe hot and wet as well. We will see how the weather is facing currently. It's nearly by 40 degrees in Chengdu, and it could rain. And if it rains, it's not just like a shower like we had during the days and in Birmingham. It's really raining.
Let's see. Humidity is extremely high.
Yeah. And maybe mosquitoes? No. Mosquitoes, maybe not. Corey, how are you following the World Games? There's United States women team over there. Did you have contact to them? Now living in Denmark, is there a close contact? You know something, some insights about the girls from United States?
Yeah. I mean, over the past year, maybe year and a half, I've been a bit less involved with FISBOL than I have from the previous 5 years, but I'm still in contact with a lot of the people and following what's happening. So the women's team, again, is something that we had started and sort of restarted in preparation from the previous World Games, putting together, organizing a team, fielding a good quality team at that event, and continuing that every year. I know we attended the World Championships last year with a mixture of new and experienced group, and the same will be for this year as well. There's a lot of new players and then a lot of experienced players who are also going to that event. So being able to go to those events and being motivated to go to those events has been very important for the group. And our head coach, Emma DeLazzi, all the support system around her, Kyle Edgemont, the president of USFA, has been very, very involved in just pushing and continuing to, you know, motivate to get to that point. So it was sort of late in the game when they had the opportunity to come to China. So it's all come together very, very quickly to make that trip. And to me, it's a great achievement that we have a team who's motivated, practicing often, and will be at that event and intends to compete to the highest level that they can.
And another team who will be also there is the team of New Zealand, men's and women team. It's great to have really teams from Europe, from South America, from North America, and the Oceanian area. It will be really a global event, the World Games, and let's see what will be the outcome. I think the New Zealand team is a little bit the unknown box. Nobody knows from our group. Or do you have any contact to New Zealand, any special friends you are in contact with?
I don't have a personal contact. I only know the players who I met 2 years ago in Mannheim, but it's a strong group. I know that they are training together as much as they can. They have a very good support system there as well, and you can tell when they're playing together on the field because their team is always together, and they were very difficult to play against and beat in Mannheim. We had a very challenging match against them. It was a very good match, and I have a lot of respect for the group there and what they're doing. So on the men's side and also the women's side, it was a bit of a marathon match in the World Games against our women's team. They came back from 2-0 in very, very hot, humid temperatures and just sort of found a way to come back and win 3-2 against our women. So a bit of a heartbreak there, so it might be a little bit more motivation for our women's team there. But yeah, I love what's happening in New Zealand and Australia and in that region.
And the favorites of the spectators, wherever they are part of the competition, they are the favorites of the spectators everywhere because of their spirit, because of their way of warming up, because of their special activity on the court.
Definitely, and this togetherness, what you just mentioned, might we also see it during the World Games. Coming back to this event here, togetherness, now in a few minutes we see the gold medal matches. What are your expectations concerning your two Austrian teams? This is something very special in my eyes. Who has the better togetherness, Froschberg or Tigers?
Extremely difficult question. Tigers are a really well-experienced team. They face this situation quite often. Meanwhile, for Froschberg, it's going to be a new situation probably. This can be of benefit for them because they really want to win that kind of title. So I think it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a game on a very, very high quality.
And in the German, women's final, we have once again two German teams, also teams who know each other very well, who might face each other also during the week. Next week, we have the German championship once again as part of the finals. So maybe they are just facing today and maybe next Thursday already.
Yeah.
Any expectations concerning that match?
Would be probably a good idea if one of the teams wins the title today and the other one wins the title next weekend.
You're very diplomatic. That's a good thing. So, gentlemen, time is running. And in a few minutes, as I mentioned, we will see the gold medal matches. Of course, at the next episode, we will talk who was the winner of that event. Last weekend, we have been to Freistadt, to the under 18, under 21 European Championships. A great week of Fizzball in Upper Austria. Thanks again to both of you being part in this episode, and all the best, Dari, Corey, for your future, and also Vinny. Thank you for supporting us here as volunteer, and once again, thank you for being part of that show.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, and thank you to all the organizers at Vogtlebruck as well. It's been a very, very nice and wonderful event, and the organizers have been so helpful for us as guests. So big shout out to all the members of Vogtlebruck who have helped us through this event. It was very, very well organized and very, very fun.
Thanks a lot.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.